would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
And we are on the show now, recording St. John Forward Radio for New Year's Day. This has been the smoothest operation of a radio show that has ever operated, I think. And I think nothing has been touched since I was last in here doing the Christmas episode with John Scove Nielsen, so there's no need for it, but... it is what it is. I'm just letting you guys know about all the unnecessary information you don't want to know about what happened right before the show. But also, I have to start out with an apology. I recently, last week, I went to a show at the pub down under, and there was lots of guys with gold chains on the outsides of their shirts. So I just want to formally apologize to Phil Smith. You're not a gigantic dork. You're just on the forefront of current hipster fashion. Hey. Apparently, it's cool to chains. You got to wear them on the outside of your shirt. And again, that was I don't know what I just got to say. Good Christmas, etc. You're asking nobody. I don't know that it happened. I got a USB microphone. That will be put to good use doing something or other that I hadn't quite thought of yet when I asked for it. But I could have been doing this at home instead of in this studio, in the second string studio. But we're here. I actually got two of those microphones, so I can't open either of them until we figure out which one is going to be returned. So that's more information you didn't want. And this is the New Year's Day show. Who cares about Christmas? I don't know entirely what I did last night. I suppose we're recording this before. My friend Matt's been teaching in Korea for like 8 years, and he's been back to visit a couple of times, but he's moving back for good on the 30th, so probably a quiet evening inside with him and his wife. Maybe some other people. I don't want to leave the house. I mostly because I can't spend a night out drinking without having to take a giant dump at some point. It's the point I'm at in my life. I'd rather do it in my own toilet. At a house party, it's okay, but it depends on the timing of it. Like last Friday night, I went to a Christmas party at my dear wife May's sister's place. And this was a few hours after a big meal at the Maple Leaf Queens buffet, so there was a poop storm brewing, and it was just a matter of when it was going to happen. I had about an hour at home in between, and it didn't happen. Got to the party, and it hit me immediately, and I figure I'll go into the bathroom early, get it done before too many people arrive, but then... a big crowd apparently arrived while I was in there doing my business, and while I'm washing my hands after a good solid poop session, there's a knock on the door. I don't know if that's working or not, but I said, just a minute, and I came out, and I opened the door, and there was a young hot girl that I'd never met waiting with her also hot friend, and she gave me a big Christmas hug, and then she walked into my poop cloud immediately after that. And she avoided eye contact completely on her way out of the bathroom when she walked past me. But that's still better than the last time that I went uptown on a New Year's Eve. I went to the boardwalk and punched in the gut with the poop fist around 11:45, and there was gigantic lines at every bathroom. I was debating just going home early and calling a cab and instead of waiting in line, but I ended up in line for the bathroom at the Ale House. I held it in for 20 minutes. I missed the big Christmas. I didn't want to kiss anybody while I was holding a poop in. And I finally got into the stall and did my filthy business, and there was no toilet paper. There was no paper towel even. I normally wouldn't flush paper towel down the toilet, but it's in public and it's their responsibility to stock up, and they failed. I improvised. I timed it so as soon as the person before me, I could hear the sink shut off, so I had the most time. I gave my butthole a good 3-finger swipe with my bare hands, just front to back, and then flicked it back into the bowl as much as possible. Pull up my pants with the clean hand, rush to the sink and wash my hands furiously and immediately. So that was a quick swipe, flick, pull up the pants, rush to the sink. Not a good way to cap off New Year's Eve. A much better way is to do a radio show with Mark and Harv. Would you guys have handled the no toilet paper situation differently?
I would have ended my life in that stall immediately.
I've heard people say that they've used socks in a similar situation.
This is why you always wear two pairs of socks, first of all, John. And I must say that today, I think, is the first time I've ever seen you and I have not shaken your hand. Did you notice that too?
No.
Man, am I ever happy about that?
Oh, you know what I would have done? I would have gone with the undershirt. I usually wear an undershirt and I'd have pulled that out. And
right here, boys. Yeah. Right here. There's your shit sock.
Why do you wear two pairs of socks?
Okay, you want to ask me why? John just told you why.
That's happened to me a number of times.
You're both too loud.
Too loud. Oh, that's right. Happened to me a number of times. Not anymore.
Well, I'm no stranger to putting bodily fluids on socks.
Can I suggest something in the future, though, if you're not willing to wear two pairs of socks, John?
Fair enough.
Were you commando?
No.
Okay, well, use your underwear and then go commando moving forward.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Come on, John, you're using your hand? But that's what is it, Saudi Arabia?
It was washed off.
No, they use bidets in Saudi Arabia.
They're bidets. Oh, yeah. We have an expert in the field over here.
They have extra clean anuses in Saudi Arabia.
We can't get too far into it. We've got to play the song.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Your format sucks, John.
I just wanted to lead into, like, you guys handled that situation differently, but right. John Forward's on some other over there shit.
Should have used your boxers, John.
I'm under banging like a gong, and I don't need a gang to do it. I creep solo, beat you till you're dead. Put out your freaking head. That's how I do it, cause I'm sick like that. You can kick like that if you're faking the funk. I got a trunk full of beats and a head full of rhymes. I got stains on my sheets from all the good times that I spent with your hookers. Some were good lookers and some were just stunts after too many blunts. You got your arm around your girl, but don't make me laugh, kid. Getting steamed, cause your girl steaming on the craft. Pale face, girl, backed up, catch you well from the buckle of my belt. Tell me how that felt. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. I'm on some OD, I don't care shit. I'm alive and kicking, asking a girl I'm sticking. Back once again, I never shot the heroin or hit the glass plate, fast wipe, stop the rumor. I'll kill you like a tumor in your colon. I'll leave your shit all swollen. Get off my dick and sticks, how I'm rolling. The soul assassinator gets you open like a crater. I'm down with psycho beta, cause I'm flavor like a plater. Corn, beef, and cabbage, I'm a savage on the set. Don't do nothing, you'll regret, because you'll end up getting wet like water. I'm out the slaughter, pops, lock up your daughter. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. I'm on some new D, I don't care shit. I rock a paid style, cause freeze amateur. If you play me close, punk, I'm under damage ya. We got the funk doobie in the house with the Mickey Mouse. I spot a hook, then I'm running up in your blouse. I ain't a bitch, so don't play me so. I got a round in my chamber and the safety suit.
redneck trucker, and I just might fuck you down. You're staring down my barrel, so you jump around. You're trying to get away, but I'm too quick to pull. So don't try to gas me, pump my tape's full. I ain't got the time, I don't need the fuel. What we can do, I'll take your ass to school and break down the lesson. Here's the pop quiz, I get the top billing. You can ask Giz. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. I'm on some milk tea, I don't care shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. Ooh, I'm on some other over there shit. I'm on some milk tea, I don't care shit.
And here we are back on the show, sort of stuff figured out. The music, we spent a lot of time fine-tuning it so that it was at optimal volume, and then the beginning of that, just too loud. But we're back. It hasn't been too long since I've had my guests, Mark Splude and Arif Hussein, on the radio show, but that one was just for the diehard live listeners. Was that like a month ago? Last 2 months?
Nah, 6 weeks ago, something like that.
Sometime in October, wasn't it?
Here we go. Are we going to do this all night?
Let's remember the
show. What did we talk about on that one? Let's recreate the entire thing.
Everything that we did would have likely kicked you off, gotten you kicked off the radio station.
I brought up something stupid about animals, and I thought it was going to be like this big bit, and we were all going to play off it, and you guys were like, yeah, okay, they shit on the fox.
Actually, that is that story of the fox shitting on itself is right. Kind of the story of John at Cooper's.
Right, yes, I agree.
I'm sure that's exactly how that fox, it's the parable of the fox and the irritable bowel.
That's true. That story that our listeners never heard is very apt.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should explain your story again. What was?
Let's just.
No, I want to hear because now we already did it.
Yeah, but the people who heard it live have already heard it.
Well, so what was it? The fox.
I don't even care now.
What does the fox say? All right. Well, that
he
joke
says,
never works.
Stop shitting on me. I want to eat your eggs.
Ah, okay.
That's what the fox says.
John,
that was a great story.
That was amazing.
That was a great story.
I went to a Christmas party.
Use your boxers.
And
next time.
A giant man, or a man, also...
Not giant, though?
He was your size.
Okay.
Giant John!
He wasn't giant. I should be... he's a pudgy fun boy, just like you. Mm-hmm. He made a boom boom after the buffet turkey, and and he clogged the toilet. And unfortunately, the hosts did not have a plunger. They moved into a house, and they apparently did not have a plunger. And the bathroom was on the...
Do they have a wire coat hanger to poke it open?
One of the hosts had to break up the logs.
There was more than once at my previous job where I've gone to the bathroom and it just would not flush and had to go tell, like, the woman that runs the office, like, I don't know, the bathroom won't flush, you're gonna need to call somebody. But of course she needs to go in there and check it and see my, like, diarrhea, like, just bubbling over up to the rim. Right.
Listen,
just the meniscus.
Is this a special New Year's shit episode? Like, what?
Yes.
Like, come on. Arif, why are you wearing these sunglasses?
The listeners have demanded it.
Arif Hussein's sitting here wearing a pair of sunglasses.
Listen, I thought that this is the only way to make sure that our listeners know that I'm very cool.
You're not, though.
I am, though. Everyone says that I am.
No, you're not.
That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses.
Who
at
says
night.
You're cool?
Nobody.
Name one person that's ever said that to you.
Listen, I went to the ER today and I said, listen, doctor, I gave myself pink eye.
Doctor,
can you make me look cool?
Was it Dr. Hassan?
No, it wasn't Dr. Ansar Hassan.
No?
Shout out! Slash brain surgeon.
Were you looking into a lady's parts like a telescope?
Come on, John.
Is that what happened to your eye?
A lady never kisses and tells.
That's how you get pink eye. Is that, RF that anal stuff?
Keep
your face away from the muffler button.
I put my eye actually inside the anus. That was...
We should name that. That's like an eye kissing the butthole. That's got to have a name.
Yeah, it
we
was called a butterfly kiss for the for okay. the ass.
Yeah. Give it some quick blinks and a little eyelash action.
Yeah.
Probably very nice.
This is already the most disgusting episode you've ever had.
Well, I wanted to... I told a nice Christmas story last week.
Oh, so. Did you?
Well, it didn't end up so nice, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice Christmas story where his dog... Where he apparently fed his dog a bunch of edibles, and the dog went crazy, and...
It was May's mom's dog, and it stole those weed cookies from me. I didn't give them to him.
It was a bank heist, you know? She was like Catherine Zeta-Jones in a cat suit, and...
Yeah, well, I've just decided these last couple of weeks I'll just take stand-up bits that I have that aren't funny enough for the stage and do them as a monologue at the beginning of the radio show.
It's called recycled material.
No, it's called finding a more appropriate venue for the material.
Right.
So for Jan 1st, Mark and I are currently...
What a show we had last night.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, boy.
Mark did some great material. Trevor...
Was there.
Did some edibles. And RF bombed for 35 people, and they chased him out of Mayor Mishi with torches.
This is saying, probably never come to our super tour. Accurate to what's actually going to happen.
Don't ever come over to our town.
Would you guys...
Kumail Nanjiani.
When did you guys discover that you were the villains of comedy?
Listen, I did...
Joe sent me a picture of the tickets or the poster or whatever. He's like, are you okay with this? What do I care?
Great,
you're the one promoting it. You're the one putting your ass on the line to sell the tickets.
I apparently wasn't villainous enough.
You are not. No, you see, you're not risque enough.
It's true.
You see?
I'm always playing it safe.
You want to be too risque because that means you don't get booked at clubs that are right about to fail. And you do get booked in theaters.
Hey, that might change. Well, we haven't had a chance to discuss the new revelations that I'm allegedly allowed to do guest spots at Yuck Yucks.
Oh, right. Well, no, you did discuss that, didn't you?
I mentioned. Okay, I meant like with you guys in person.
Oh no, no, oh, no.
I mentioned it at the R Bar.
That's right. I didn't talk to you that much too much that night.
Yeah, I still haven't reached out.
So that was through Darren Frost. Nice. Darren's a good guy.
So I don't know if it was a situation where, because it's definitely not that this whole time it's just been a miscommunication and I was wrong. I'd confirmed that I was blacklisted
even
by a Toronto lady who no longer works for the company. But,
right. Have you talked to the new fella at Yucks?
I sent him an email once I had my my K. Trevor Wilson set cut into watchable form and sent it to him and into the void. No response.
No response.
No.
Hmm.
So
it's interesting.
I'm curious as to whether local man changed his mind a while ago, or if it was just the situation where before the workshop he told Darren Frost, tell them that everyone's allowed to do guest spots, because one of the first things that Darren Frost came out and said was that there are not people booked for guest spots on every single show this weekend, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not allowed.
Are you guys planning on going to Yucks tomorrow night? I might go
wasn't
tomorrow
planning.
Night.
Isn't no, it? Wait. Tonight's a Wednesday, isn't that when
tomorrow
it is?
Night is Jan 2nd.
Oh, right.
Well,
right.
Where we sit, I think it's tonight. We're recording this on a Wednesday. Isn't the amateur night on Wednesday?
Yeah. I was talking about the actual show.
Oh. So you have to say the date, right? I mean,
well, who's playing at this show that has already ended?
I'm not sure. Actually, no, sorry, scratch that, because I'm planning on going next week. Kerry Lee's back in town. Yeah. He's going to come on my podcast, but I'm going to go check out the show, I think. Because typically I was working Thursday nights, right? I couldn't go, so I think I'm going to go this coming Thursday.
Yeah, well, if you're going, maybe I'll... I'll tag along and maybe force. And I don't know if guys, I should I feel even like have.
This is and then let's talk
Facebook
to Steve
conversation that you could have had.
All right.
What
are you adding to this?
This is
this
nothing.
Podcast?
When are you going? I'm going tomorrow night. Well, maybe we should go next week.
All right. Well, that's good. I assume that that the same invitation extends to you, Arif.
Yeah.
You're less of an enemy than I ever
would you
was.
Do?
I
would you do yucks?
If I'm allowed, sure. I'm
why
sure.
Why wouldn't I? I'm yeah, sure yeah. that there's, you know.
I think at some point, either it was because Steve told Darren Frost, yeah, everybody can do it. And then he was like, yeah, but this guy said that he's not allowed to. And then kind of caught him in it and forced his hand.
Yeah.
Or if it was just a genuine, like, whatever, I don't care anymore, just do it kind of thing. And that conversation kind of just ended up happening to put a button on it. I don't know. I don't know if I should just ask for a spot and show up and do it, or if I should have some sort of
handshaking, stupid conversation.
I don't know.
I think the latter is the way to go, man. You don't want to go over the guy's head, get booked there, come in and go, ah, ha, ha.
Well, that's it wouldn't be over his head. I'd be asking him for the spot. I'm not going to be sending an email to Toronto asking for
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's what I thought you meant. Was
No, I meant I'd ask him. But at first, I was like, before I even agree to this, I want to, like, look this man in the eyes and, like, say, I don't even know what I want to say.
I think you should just let it lie and just approach him as if there is no big
deal. We don't
need
to be best friends.
Exactly.
He can let me work for free at his club. And I don't know. I still feel weird about it.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way to kill that weirdness, right? To find out one way or the other, just talk to him.
Yeah, I try to think of it as into, like, what can be gained. When I think, like, having this coffee date, what can be gained? Nothing.
No, I don't think you should do a coffee date either. I think you should just show up at the club to see a
show.
Well,
yeah, no, and even refusing, digging my heels in and saying, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, there's nothing to be gained from that either.
No, that doesn't help you.
Other than just, it's fun playing the martyr.
Yeah,
complaining
that's right.
all the time, week after week. I'm running out of reasons.
See, I don't...
If I slap it away, then I become part of the problem.
Yeah. Like, Steve reached out to me twice, once for amateur night and once for a guest spot. I did both, loved it, did very well, never heard back from him. But I'm not going to complain about not getting the sets because I never go there.
Yeah.
Right? I think if we all went there every week.
Yeah, but there are people that go that still don't. There's still
that don't get time.
Nobody's maybe. Getting the sets. And I don't know, like Andrew Vaughn mentioned, he was at the workshop too, and he mentioned everybody.
Andrew Vaughn was at the workshop.
Yeah, well, he was on the show.
He didn't ask us to go to the workshop with you.
He posts. I don't know. He posts.
You know,
it
I don't
Facebook.
Facebook and stuff.
I was a little embarrassed to be going to a comedy workshop to begin with. I don't know.
I would have gone for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely would have gone.
Well, he posted it on Facebook. I should have mentioned it. I apologize.
So, Andrew was in town.
Don't apologize. Don't let him guilt you into apologizing.
Arif, put your glasses
no,
back
you're,
on.
No, you're my friends, and I was doing a thing that we could have all
done
participated
together.
In.
Yeah, you should feel ashamed of yourself.
I do. But Andrew Vaughn was middling that weekend anyway. Darren Frost was in town for the three shows for Yuck Yucks. And
Don't apologize.
I think John was trying to get a leg up in comedy on us. He's like, all secret. I'm going to this workshop. I'm going to come out of there just like I came out of Ken Bolton's class.
A big turkey leg up.
If I want to get a leg up, I just wait for you to take another six-month hiatus.
It's coming. It's coming up. It is definitely coming.
Andrew Vaughn mentioned, like, well, people are kind of, well, I'm surprised that they've done, like, five or six guest spots in amateur nights and they still haven't gotten middle spots, whereas he toiled away at amateur night for 2 years back when he started, which
right.
I'm sure is true, but that doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
I guess. It's ridiculous. Like, it's not like people that are performing now on amateur night that feel like they should be getting those spots aren't quite good enough yet, and they need to do another 2 years worth of amateur nights before they're ready.
To get 5 minutes of unpaid. You know, it's just a fresh face for Steve, really, is all it is.
Yeah,
he should be clamoring for it, right? Because even if you stink, that can still be a good time. The MC comes back up, oh, sorry about that, you know, or whatever, right?
But even most of the local, there's only a handful of them, but the not too local, but New Brunswick local people that he books are not bad choices by any stretch for the most part. Everybody can say, well, I'm better than that one, but in this, but
well, it's comedy. But
some of those people, who are good have been in like four times in a year.
Yeah.
So even like somebody who's like an 8 of New Brunswick out of 10 for New Brunswick comedy. The right. fourth time, I'd rather have one of the 7s thrown in there for the first time than see an 8 for the fourth.
And I think his crowd would feel the same way.
Yeah, and I just I don't see, and that wasn't my experience in Halifax. I did one guest spot and did really well. And then a year later, I said, I'm going to be in, or, well, I reached out about our local one, and then I ended up with a spot in Halifax that I bombed at. So I didn't have to toil away.
You only bombed one show.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
But yeah, it wasn't, I think the system used to be like you get a guest spot on Thursday night, and if you're really good there, then you work your way up to a guest spot on Friday or Saturday night.
Okay. Which, yeah, I guess they do put more value on those shows.
Which I guess, but it's not like that's the only thing that's happening. There's people that were good enough to be middling like the day that they opened.
Absolutely. And at least a handful of people around.
Yeah. And it's not like there's anything wrong with making people work for it and kind of reach those different levels. But I feel like at this point it's just kind of an artificial kind of tradition thing where you have to, like, the same way that people talk about, like, oh, I didn't make my first $2 in comedy until I was in 10 years. Like,
yeah. You know what
if,
I like?
If I can afford to give people $10 at the R Bar with the donation box, then people can be afford, like, you can certainly afford to pay the comedians on a packed house amateur night.
Yeah, I think he should take more risks. Like, I love what Shane does, right? Shane came out, well, he was on the R Bar show the last time.
Yeah.
And he saw Pergina? Is that her name? Pergina? He saw Pergina do her first set, and he's already considering booking her at Chuckles.
Yeah.
You know, that's great that she just did her first set, and he's like, maybe I should bring her here and see, you know, to his professional comedy club. I think that's great. I think Steve should do more of that.
I honestly think hot that's rookies, that's baby. Too much.
Hot rookies.
Because like all three of them did great for a first set, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there's if I'm paying $15 for a ticket, I don't want to see somebody doing their second ever comedy set.
But if it's only 5 minutes, John, who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
I suppose.
Who cares? Yeah, I like it that Shane does that, right? He's done it with Sam. He's done it with Matt Keenan. I like that.
Yeah, and I know like it's less so now, but when he first started putting me, that was kind of outside of his comfort zone too. So yep. I appreciated that.
Same here, right? Like he didn't know me. He saw me once and booked me.
Yeah, so. Well, I discovered you and then talked you up to Shane for months and months and months.
I discovered you at Somerset, by the way.
You don't even remember that I was on that show. Until I
do.
Told
all
you.
Actually, all I remember is that I thought you were retarded.
Yeah, you've told me that.
And accurate.
You were reading out of a joke book.
And I didn't do the joke book.
I don't think
that
you could say
show.
The word, though, yeah, is it?
You did it at the Somerset. You did the joke book at the Somerset.
That's one that you saw online. It's not that. It's not the same show.
I don't think so.
I did
that. What do you think you did?
I did my Monday night bit about the R Bar, the mentally challenged karaoke guy, and GED stripper.
I like that you cleaned up the language on there.
Well, that's the same language that I use in the bit.
Oh, right.
And then
I don't want to offend anybody. That would be retarded.
Come on. What are we doing over here?
Didn't you close out your Every Comedian in New Brunswick with that line?
No, the pussy hat trick was the end of Every Comedian in New Brunswick. It was the cheeseburger bit.
Was it?
Yes.
Man, I'm all mixed up on bits.
You're not on top of my comedy career.
No,
it's
not at
be.
All. Just, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. I just haven't decided. Maybe I'll come with you to the show whenever you go. And
I'm going to go next Thursday. I'm going to go next
say
Thursday.
Hello and not try not to be a dickhead.
Yeah.
That'll be hard.
It will be, because I am. But let's.
No, you're not. Come on.
Let's.
We were. Yeah. You're a sweet little boy.
All right. We're starting to compliment me, so that means it's time for a break.
There's a reason you've been so quiet.
Which of you wants to play your song?
Oh, all right. Let's hear your lovely song. Why did you post two?
I don't know.
I don't think you've ever picked one song any time that you've been on this show.
Me?
It's always more than one?
I think it's kind of a defensive thing, like, oh, I don't want to impose, so you pick one of these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I only saw the second one, so all I've got is the English beat.
How about Townes Van Zandt?
I couldn't find that one on Spotify, so you're out of luck.
You couldn't find Buxian Stallion Blues?
Nope.
Really?
Just introduce the song.
You couldn't find Townes Van Zandt?
We're going to have to save it for later, I guess.
English beat. Here we go.
Which is the name of that one? Do you want to tell us anything about this? Yes.
No, it's a song that I heard it in a movie and I liked it.
What movie?
And Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's the name of the movie?
Yeah, with Frances McDormand.
I'm glad I don't watch movies with you.
I'm sorry I asked. Back on St. John Forward Radio. Oh, little tease of the next song to come later. Arif, tell them what they're listening to.
You're listening to 107.3 St. John Forward Radio.
Creepier.
Not possible.
Hi. You're listening to 107.3 St. John Forward Radio.
Nailed it.
Terrifying. Terrifying. So, that's why we're afraid of you people.
I'll find some saxophone music to play. Over that.
Yeah, jazz them up.
So we're back.
I mean, it's a good thing that we don't have any audience members like the one that we had the last time at the R Bar.
What do you mean?
Remember the member of the audience who stood up and said, "Excuse me. There are women present."
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that she was joking, but...
No, I do not think so.
Was this past our bar or the one previous?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I made a tampon joke in a lady in the audience.
Yeah, you did make a tampon joke.
Yeah.
I made a joke about one of the open micers' husband's penises.
Yeah.
One of his penises?
One of his penises. He has a trident.
trident!
So you know how she was talking about how big his penis was?
Yeah.
And so I went up and started...
This was Steph, right?
Yeah.
One of the new ones, yeah.
And so I went up and said something about his penis as well.
Right.
And this lady, she got up. I don't know if you remember.
Lady that said there's women here?
That's the lady who said that.
Right, right.
She looked like she, you know... She looked like her mother got Me Too'd by a Tim Burton movie. She had just, you know, cats on both sides of her hats. And
is that the broad that was at the standing at the bar when I first got there, and you and I were standing up there?
No,
I love that girl.
Oh yeah, that one is a lady. Regular. She is French and hates all of us.
Hates everything.
Which has some at least 75% of her reasons are accurate. But
do you remember the look on her face a few months ago when she was making a fuss or something? I just looked over and said, "You're embarrassing yourself."
That's right.
embarrassing yourself.
Good comeback. That's always a good
people
one.
People already have low expectations of this woman, but she somehow disappoints still.
Yeah.
That's a very odd moment. There are women present. That's an odd heckle. I didn't know how to... I would have sort of reacted in a more sort of aggressive way, but I suppose it was like as though I was being admonished by your aunt at Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I don't think it was as serious as we think. It wasn't.
It likely wasn't. No.
It was, probably like a serious, but didn't want to make as much of a scene. And... if I had just blown past that and kept going, then it would have been an unremarkable moment, probably. Yeah. And that's probably what it was intended to be. But speaking of the three new people, I think all three of them had great sets. And we talked about, like, Shane was all over Pregina for chuckles. I think Steph was the standout for me. Not necessarily in the actual set, but I think just she had more of a comfortable stage presence, I think, and seemed more like more comedian like I think
she was definitely relaxed. The water bottle took me out of it a little bit.
Yeah, but that was weird, because we like the whole point, just to explain to the listeners, Brian Giles used to do this all the time. He had his set list taped to his water bottle.
Yeah, but he was a little less obvious.
So. Casually glanced down. Mm-hmm. She had a closed water bottle that was about 6 inches from her face most of the time. So that was an odd choice. But I think personality-wise, she had... potential that I don't think has been unlocked yet.
Yeah.
And the others too, if they keep at it, I'm sure great things are to come. But I think if we're throwing down bets, I think that one's got more of a more long-term potential.
Oh, the other two, right? Well, how much are we betting here? $5?
Well, what would be the terms of this?
Well, see,
and do we
want to
publicly
now,
be betting on who's going
absolutely.
To fail?
Absolutely, yes. Everything's public. $5 says Pregina is further ahead in the game this time next year than Stephanie.
Okay.
And listen, I'm a fan of Stephanie, particularly when she was talking about her husband.
Yeah.
But $5.
Only if Pregina is willing to throw her life down the toilet and her, social circle down the toilet.
Well, that's the other thing. Pregina seems like a nice girl who doesn't want to
caught up
her
in comedy.
Life.
Yeah. She's getting caught up in comedy. Are you trying to say that Stephanie doesn't seem like a nice girl, John? Because
she seems
publicly,
more
I mean,
likely to just throw herself into the traffic that is the St. John Comedy.
Here's what these comedians
I'm throwing myself
like,
out of that traffic coming right up.
She's
here.
Like Clarice Starling going in to visit Hannibal Lecter for the first time. You know, just guys. That's what going into a comedian's life is like. So, let's hope that none of them want this kind of fate. But no,
I'm backing off a little, boys. I'm doing my. I'm on January in Arbor, right?
Doing karaoke now.
And O'Leary's
switching over
well.
To
no. And I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do the show with Danbra in March at Chuckles. I'm slowing right down.
Why?
I'm taking a break.
it doesn't excite me like it used to. And anytime that happens, I usually take a break, and I fall back in love with it. But yeah, I need a little break. I really want to focus on my podcast. I've been doing pretty decent with it, and I want to put a little more effort into that, and maybe some more acting too.
Well, what kind of effort? Just putting it out more consistently.
More consistently, maybe doing something with the format, mixing it up a little. Maybe some
wacky sound effects.
Yeah, not quite, but something like that, though. You know, something to throw a little extra humor into it or something, right?
Yeah.
But I just feel like I need a break.
We're talking about, yeah, by the way, Splodcast. Available on SoundCloud and et cetera.
And et cetera. yeah, I just feel like I need a break from it a little bit.
I don't get that impulse. I don't know. You do this every now and then, and I'm sure, and it works for you, but yeah. I don't know. I don't really... I don't know. I feel like I'd just get behind, and if I stopped, I would just get used to not doing it and be like, oh, I can just watch a movie without feeling like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. And that's a fear of mine too, because, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts from comics, and they say, you got to get up, you take 2 weeks off. It's like starting over, right? But that's never really been my experience.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Well, and just with, like, compared to in bigger cities where people are doing, like, 15 sets a week, with what little that we have, it just seems odd that even that
I need even more time
much,
than the time off I already get.
Too much for Splode to handle.
Yeah.
One set per week. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What, or is that, like, about on average, once a week?
No.
No?
No. No, sometimes. Like, in December, I did, a lot of comedy, but... Yeah, no, usually it's maybe twice a month. I mean, summertime was pretty busy.
Yeah.
Right? But right. Once a week is, I don't know. Right now in my life, that would be too much. You know, it sounds stupid, but it would be. It would be too much for me right now.
Yeah, and I
because I can't cart out the old stuff. I don't want to do a show with the old stuff. So if the pressure's on me to write new stuff for this show, that's pressure every time, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's. Why don't we play your song and then we'll come back.
All right. Well, my song is.
Let's see if I can play it without unplugging it this time.
All right. So the song is Motley Crue. 10 Seconds to Love from the album Shout at the Devil, and the only reason I picked this tonight is because I love that song, and my son bought me this album for Christmas this year.
Oh. Well, and when we come back, maybe we'll have some more heartwarming Christmas tales.
Yes,
I don't know if you have any.
Let's do
that. I don't really have any, but we can try.
RF's reading now.
Here's some Motley Crue on St. John Forward Radio.
Don't go no more, my trigger.
Back on the radio. Back. Now all three of the microphones are turned on. St. John Forward Radio. That song was quieter than the other one. Hopefully it will even out in the post-production. People are posting on Facebook making fun of all these comedy podcasts talking about each other's comedy podcasts. So
are they? Right now?
There's some people who do not like comedy podcasts. Comedians who are not impressed with other comedians having comedy podcasts.
Oh, really?
Comedians
well,
who do not have
listening. Why are they listening then?
They don't have their own better podcasts.
Yeah.
It's hard. I don't think it was directed towards me, but you know, every time I see vague comments that sort of apply, I'm like,
Right. Who's this vague comment in particular?
Really.
Why?
Well, I mean, Troy made a thing about how he wants to start a podcast where he talks to other comedians about their podcasts.
Oh, that's what we need.
That's just a funny joke. That's fine. But yeah. other people kind of piled on in the comments. Daryl Mack said, and keep playing songs where it sounds like the singer's passing a kidney stone. I'm guessing
that would definitely be me. That is without a doubt.
I guess Daryl Mack is a fan of St. John Forward Radio.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Listen, I always say I know there's a lot of people.
Not fan enough to just skip through the song that you don't like.
There's a lot of people that hate listening to my podcast. Listen, I welcome it. If you hate it, keep listening.
But so the idea was to talk about something else. How was your Christmas, gentlemen? You guys have kids. It's probably different than for me.
Mine was pretty quiet. How about you?
I just stayed home and ate. And
I'm interested in RF's immigrant Christmas experience. How was your Christmas?
Well, it was all right. I got a whole bunch of socks.
Socks?
For Christmas, yeah.
So wear two pairs now.
But
you got so many, double them up just for emergency.
Yeah, if I shit myself on the boardwalk, I'll know to use my Roots socks to wipe them.
Roots?
Yeah.
Oh, well, those are good socks.
Of course.
Okay, well, you're complaining about socks.
I'm not complaining. I just said that I got some good socks.
You said I got a lot of socks.
I got a lot of socks.
What's a lot of socks to a guy from Dubai?
I got four pairs of socks.
That's not a lot of socks, dude, here in Canada.
I mean...
Well, four extra pairs. In addition to what he already... The three
you,
that
John.
He's already got.
Right.
Thank you, John. It's not as though I came in without wearing any socks.
Right.
You can't wear socks and sandals.
No, or just winter boots with no socks. That'd be just Depression era. But yeah, talk about Depression era. The Boxing Day was a little rough.
What are you going
to
say? Rough.
I had to. I spent most of it the entire day.
Yeah.
By myself.
Right.
In an apartment,
so probably
in an apartment in the South End,
ish.
Just overlooking, just white sadness.
Sure.
Are you talking about people's skin color or the snow?
Is this your final? Is this your final podcast? Is that what we're listening to here? So what happened?
Which one is it, John?
Don't put those back on.
It's just for our listeners. I put on some sunglasses and then tilted them down.
You're supposed to deliver the punchline when you do that.
Yeah.
That I did deliver the punchline.
Oh, okay, which one?
The audience at home was laughing. I mean,
like you're avoiding this.
So tell us about your sad boxing.
She asked me. My neighbor asked me to water her plants,
what?
Feed her cat, and clean the litter box.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what
my
neighbor.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Your neighbor's asking you to clean out her litter box?
Because she was gone for 2 weeks, and I thought I was going to be
nice
guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because, you know, men are supposed to be rapists, so I just wanted to make sure she knew that we're not.
Yeah,
sure.
Rapists don't change litter boxes.
They don't. That's the best. You have to take off the balaclava, and it smells bad.
Well, then leave it on. You leave the balaclava on, and it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, but it can't see with the balaclava
on. So, Boxing Day, you're cleaning out litter boxes?
Yeah, so I cleaned out. I'm just in my robe, just the saddest.
In your robe to the neighbor's place?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little creepy, too.
Well, she's just next door, so.
Right, well, most neighbors are.
Well, yeah, I suppose. She could be downstairs, you know, in my apartment building, but...
Yeah, that's not really a neighbor.
All right, well, we'll just get into geographical...
What's the proper robe radius? Like, how far away from your front door are you allowed to be?
Yeah, Mark, I think...
Is downstairs worse to wear your robe than across the hallway?
How many flights
it's still
down
in the
this...
same building. What difference does it make Do stairs matter?
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah,
John,
I'm
with you.
Matter. I think stairs definitely matter. If there's someone coming up the stairs and you're going down the stairs, you got this robe, nothing on, you know what I mean?
Some up robe.
Stairs are, yeah, that's where it ends.
What about
same floor, you're fine. Okay.
What about the laundry? But my laundry room's right downstairs, so
yeah,
I have
don't
to
wear
go downstairs.
No one wants to see you in your robe and a
shirt. Of course they do.
Laundry robe.
What are you wearing under the robe? Is it pants, shorts?
Oh, I have...
Jammy pants? You got jammy pants on?
Jangy? I got jammy pants.
You got your jam jams?
Yeah, yeah. And I give myself a little tug, so I'm just dangling a little bit, you know? Not, like, I don't want to be completely erect, but just a little dangle just in case, you know, anyone wants to,
right,
you know, take a look.
I feel like you're avoiding the sad story that you were telling.
It really gets really sad.
Well,
I mean...
Hear it.
So, by the time I'm done cleaning up her stuff, and this cat is, I don't know what's wrong with this cat. This cat's got one lazy eye, which I think I got conjunctivitis from my, from this damn cat.
You should give those sunglasses to the cat.
Yeah, just stick it on that stupid
thing. Got a piece
thing.
Of litter stuck under your eyelid.
And that's probably what happened. I was cleaning up the cat poop, and it, you know, flicked it into my own eye.
Well, this is a very sad Boxing Day here.
Yeah, and then I spent, and then about at 6 o'clock in the evening, my neighbors on the other side who just constantly are having sex. I mean, she is just in dressed in yoga pants all of the time, and this guy has...
What is her name and address?
Her name is likely a Rachel of some sort, I'm assuming. A lot of lipstick, you know. Yoga pants, and she's got, you know, she's got just one of those nice, those denim jackets that are only slightly ripped.
Nice.
Four ripped denim jackets.
Denim jackets?
Denim jackets.
You just said denim jackets.
And at around 6 o'clock, they started having people over. And,
okay, all right, yeah.
And then it got loud and crazy.
As parties do.
There are people laughing. I can see some dumb guy just relating some dumb story about, yeah, like, I just wanted the bar, man.
You can hear this through your walls?
Yeah, I could hear this through my walls.
So and you're sitting alone in your apartment?
Yeah.
Big party.
Attempting to watch the Todd Barry special. All right. And next door, this guy is just and I, like, told the bouncer, like, she's not even with me. And everyone's like, no, he didn't say that. It's like, that's not even a funny story. You don't even know how to do crowd work.
So you're sitting all alone, sad in your apartment, judging this guy's story.
Yeah.
When everyone else there is having a grand old time.
You should have knocked on the door and had your little, like, pad and paper. Be like, I've got some notes on that story.
Yes.
Or you should have brought John over and say, hey, this is how you tell a story.
Yeah, right? We could have done a tandem thing. Like, we would have been the life of this damn party.
Set up a stool and get a bullhorn just in the middle of the party.
These people were laughing at such dumb material.
Why were you so alone? Like, what's happening in your life are off the
I am a comedian. This is the life.
Well, I am too. I didn't sit at home listening to my neighbors tell great stories.
Well, I'm a sad person. What do you want from me? This is, you know, I live the life of a mind, of the mind, right? And
you live the life of the mind.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Nothing. It's just
that
a pretentious
means no physical contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm obviously. Only,
I mean, this guy's stories were dumb. And what are these people just laughing at?
Why
this
were
garbage?
You listening to the stories?
That's how I felt at the. You were at the show at the pub down under. Whenever the music person does any stage banter, I'm like, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Now, so you see John sitting over there. See what he's got on his head here. They're called headphones. Why didn't you just put on some headphones and listen to Todd Barry?
Well, because
you wanted it. Because
it's my
it.
House, and I did want to listen to his dumb story.
You did. You wanted it.
And I, like, drank a whole bottle of Colt 45. A whole bottle. No, you didn't. No, you did. That's crazy. Is it crazy? Is it crazy that this guy drank a bottle of Colt 45?
You sound very jealous. Why
my least favorite, like, dumb party guy stories is when the entire story is, yeah, we got a bunch of just insert like beer or weed, and then we went over to this buddy's place, so we got so messed up, and that's the end.
Yeah, that Chappelle bit never gets old, because that guy can sit four beer, man, three tequilas,
couple shots of Jaeger, Jaeger, fireball,
idiot.
Well,
story.
We're at 56 minutes, fellas. It just breezes right by.
Yes, it does.
Mark Sloot is headlining No Jokes Barred Deluxe this Friday, January 5th.
Man, I got to come up with something for that now.
I'll let you repeat stuff.
I'm not repeating nothing.
You're not going to do it. It's going to be 30 minutes of all brand new.
I'm going to get Ray High and not prepare.
How long are you doing a Miramichi? Like an hour?
Yeah.
And you're going to throw that all away? Is that all brand new?
No, I won't be doing all brand new stuff there. Yeah. No. I can't. I can't write an hour of comedy in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Well, there's no need. Those people haven't seen you before.
No, that's right. Well, we did go there once. Were you on that? No, you weren't on that trip.
I don't even know if I've ever been to the Miramichi, to be honest.
I was only there once, and it was for that one comedy show at some little pub. But yeah, no, it's... I'm looking forward to O'Leary's. I haven't been to O'Leary's in a long time. I haven't performed there.
Yeah, and Troy Haynes is also on the show, Shand and myself, and Thane Fox will be hosting.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah. It'll be a fun show.
My buddy Matt Connell is going to do his very first set at the R Bar on the 20th.
Right.
It's 20th, right?
He doesn't bother to ask me himself. He's going to go
He's a little shy. He's a little shy. Well, I did introduce you to him at the last one.
I think we shook hands or something, and he never said anything.
You're
such an intimidating personality, John.
He's an awkward ginger, too, so, you know, you guys can probably...
Well, I don't know. If you can't ask to be on a comedy show, what do you have to bring to the comedy world?
We're going to find out January 20th. Joe Colwell wants to do another set, too.
Well, then Joe Colwell should be messaging me, not you.
Listen, you think I want these messages, John? Leave me alone.
Then stop doing it for them. John a message.
I'm an enabler. What can I tell you? I'm an enabler. When's your next show, Arif?
December,
are you on that R Bar?
December 31st.
Yeah, well, that's already over.
That was last night.
We had a great show. You killed.
That was amazing. Yeah. Yes. The townspeople loved all of my salmon and scallop-related humor.
Oh, gosh.
Then there's a show at Chuckles in March or April. One of those, Drew. With Deborah DiGiovanni.
That's April, yeah. But you're on Chuckles in January this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of this month, whatever the last weekend is at Chuckles.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, before we end this podcast, let me just say what I already told you guys. I mean, men in comedy are really horrible, isn't it? I mean, that last R Bar show, there was women and, gay people, and I'm sure there were a couple of immigrants as well at the, doing sets at the...
At least two,
and it's such a surprise that the main goal in comedy
has always been
we're supporting them
to bring more diversity to the
scene.
That's right.
John's just you're the mayor of comedy, John. Right. You're the mayor of comedy.
That's a good place to end. This has been St. John Forward Radio every Monday night, 9 to 10 p.m. on localfm.ca or whatever. JohnForward.com. Here's the outro song.
See ya.
Yeah, so this broad.